This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I still remember one of the neatest experiences in Bible study I ever had. I was studying 1 Corinthians and came to the well-known love chapter, chapter 13. I had memorized it and gone over it so many times, I thought there was nothing more for me to learn from it. I almost skipped it and went on to the next chapter, but then I remembered what I told many others: pray, asking God to help you see something you've never seen before. After praying, I read this familiar chapter and noticed something new. In the first three verses, the personal pronoun I is mentioned 8 times, with the result being, I gain nothing. Then in the next 4 verses, where the characteristics of agape love are described, I noticed the personal pronoun I is not found at all. The result described in verse 8 is, love never fails. The conclusion I came to was this: when I or self is dominant, love is missing. When love is present, there is no room for I or self. The word I was to me an insight word. It opened up this chapter so I understood it in a way I never saw before. With this new perspective, I pursued an extensive study of the chapter, which took me a number of weeks to complete. Ask yourself if your life is described more fully in the first 3 verses or in the next 4 verses of 1 Corinthians 13. Selfless love is produced by the Holy Spirit, and that alone never fails. I've never forgotten this experience in Bible study, and now look for insight words as I read and study other portions of the Bible. If you'd like further information in Bible study, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.